The presidential campaign spotlight is on Minnesota tonight, with Joe Biden and President Trump both making stops in a state that has become a battleground for now. It comes as the president offers another new timetable on the pandemic. Lisa Desjardins begins our campaign coverage.
At the White House, 2 days after breaking with experts and indicating a coronavirus vaccine could be ready in weeks, President Trump today gave a new date, saying a vaccine will not be widely available until spring, at least.
Hundreds of millions of doses will be available every month, and we expect to have enough vaccines for every American by April.
This hours before he was to travel to Minnesota.
How are you?
Where the election is underway. There and in three other states today, early voters took to the polls, waiting in long, distanced lines. The campaign trail led both President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden to the North Star State, too. Vice President Biden went to a carpenter's training facility in Hermantown.
I view this campaign as between Scranton and Park Avenue.
With both campaigns pressing to gin up turnout, officials in Minneapolis say they're working to ensure a safe process amid a historic election.
It's unique because of the pandemic, of course, and our need to make sure that we're making voting safe for everyone, accessible and safe for everyone. We don't want people exercising their right to vote to be dangerous.
Good evening, I'm Anderson Cooper. Thanks for joining us.
The pandemic was also central to Biden's CNN town hall in his childhood hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania last night. The former vice president accused his opponent of letting Americans die through inaction on COVID-19.
If the president had done his job, from the beginning, all the people would still be alive. All the people, I'm not making this up, just look at the data. Look at the data.
It is not true that President Trump could have prevented all U.S. COVID-19 related deaths, though countries with more coordinated response plans have seen significantly fewer infections and deaths.
Thank you very much.
At a rally in Wisconsin last night, the president painted a grim picture of what a Biden win would look like. In a more than hour and a half long speech, condemning recent anti-racism protests and some violent riots in cities.
Biden wins, very simple, China wins. If Biden wins, the mob wins. If Biden wins, the rioters, anarchists, arsonists, and flag burners, they win.
A historic campaign grinds on, with the war of words escalating by the day. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.
More courts were heard from today on U.S. elections issues. The state Supreme Court of Mississippi ruled that absentee voting is not automatically available to people whose health problems make them vulnerable to COVID-19. A Michigan judge cleared the way for absentee ballots to be counted as long as 2 weeks after Election Day. And in Ohio, state officials and the state Republican Party are appealing a ruling against limiting counties to a single drop box for ballots.